Missouri Net News is presented by Act Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
Missouri Secretary of State says initiative petition reforms are his top priority. Under current Missouri statute, it takes a simple majority to amend the state constitution. GOP Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says he'd like to see that increased to anywhere between 60% to a two-thirds majority.
Well, we commonly have 30% turnout in our primary elections, so that means that only 15% of the voters are deciding what our Constitution is. I think that's ridiculous.
A House committee will hear testimony today on St. Charles GOP State Representative Chrissy Summers' proposed constitutional amendment that would require initiative petitions to receive a two-thirds majority for passage. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid is blasting what she calls the Republican assault on direct democracy. The Missouri Senate could debate again today whether to enhance penalties for people who are found guilty of assaulting emergency responders on duty. St. Louis Democrat Jamila Nasheed thinks the bill goes too far.
Where's the data? Show me where you have had a massive amount of attacks on law enforcement in the state of Missouri.
Republican Senator Bob Onder of Eastern Missouri's Lake St. Louis says the people on the front lines should be protected. Under the bill, anyone convicted of such crimes would be ineligible for bail, a continuation of bail, probation, or parole. And State Representative Shamed Dogan says Missouri is locking up the wrong people for too much and for too long. A Missouri House committee he chairs is introducing sweeping changes to the state's criminal justice system. The legislation would loosen prison sentences for nonviolent offenders and ban jail time for defendants who fail to pay jail bills.
We have unnecessarily increased arrests and sentences for nonviolent offenders and for probation violations in Missouri. And at the same time, we've had arrests for violent crime decrease at the same time that violent crimes are increasing.
The measures also include a ban on shackling pregnant offenders. A film professional says Missouri is missing out on millions of dollars in revenue, especially in small towns and rural areas. Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg is sponsoring a bill to bring back a tax incentive to bring more movies to Missouri. The incentive is capped at $4.5 million per year and spread among credible companies who must spend first in the state and then get a rebate. Joni Tackett, president of the Missouri Motion Media Association, says in the past few years, the state was not able to compete for a possible $150 million in spending on stories based in Missouri.
There's never been more content being created, which means there's never been more money being spent on creating that content. In 2013, when the original incentive program sunsetted, the discussion was about the film projects that we will lose. And now the discussion is about the lost TV exposure.
The lost TV exposure is most evident in the Netflix hit Ozark, which is filmed in Georgia because of the state's tax incentives. This is News on Missouri Net.